This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher. Nicola Benedetti is a 26-year-old world-class violinist. On her latest recording, she's also a Scottish fiddler.
Yeah, it's definitely quite a different skill. I think technically it's very different. I had to get into much more of an expression of a collective voice, so something that was, I guess, more subtle and less demonstrative and has a rhythmic quality that anyone and everyone can relate to and understand.
On Homecoming, a Scottish fantasy, Nicola Benedetti, an Italian-born violinist who grew up in Scotland, explores her Scottish roots by combining the traditions of classical and Scottish folk music. She says it all started with Max Bruch's amazing 30-minute concerto based on four Scottish tunes.
I, in the end, settled on three distinct sections. The first, the Max Bruch Scottish Fantasy. The second, a sort of tribute to Robert Burns, who was a songwriter and poet and egalitarian and quite a feisty figure. And I grew up very much with him in my consciousness because he grew up in Ayrshire and he is very dear to the people there, and that's the county I grew up into. I would particularly single out A Fond Kiss as I think one of his deepest moments. And the last is something really unusual for a classical soloist and definitely unusual for me, which is the exploration of Scottish folk music. I thought this was a perfect opportunity to do that. Despite being a violinist that grew up in Scotland, I didn't actually play much at all in the way of Scottish traditional music. And this was a chance for me to sort of, re-explore a lot of things that I heard a lot as a child, but I didn't actually partake in.
As you listen to the first movement of Max Bruch's Scottish Fantasy, which opens this recording, you may find it hard to believe he had never been to Scotland. Nicola says he evokes the Scottish landscape perfectly.
And there's a real kind of mystic, dark quality that I think can be easily related to the landscape of Scotland, the climate of Scotland. And it sort of goes from there into something much more tumultuous, and then emerges the first of the four tunes that we hear, which is Old Rob Morris. And that's a really painfully sweet tune that sounds even more sweet after all of that darkness at the beginning.
In the last part of Homecoming, A Scottish Fantasy, Nicola Benedetti turns to the world of traditional Scottish music. She's joined by a group of talented folk musicians and friends, each of whom add a personal touch to tunes like Bonnie Banks of Loch Lomond, a farewell melody that closes out this recording.
One, but Loch Lomond with a twist, taking you through a variety of different expressions, from quite intimate to very heroic to then something that's very virtuosic. And then closing with a sort of hymn. That was a lot of fun.
All of the music performed here has a personal connection for Nicola Benedetti. After recording music by French, Italian, and English composers, on this new release, she's making her own musical homecoming. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher.